Toma! Nah, she hit him, bro. Look.
Inconsistent.
Today's episode, we're in the lunchroom.
Okay.
Doing lunchroom is current events. There's a few things going on in this world. And I feel like we need to talk about it, obviously. I think the first, I don't know what you want to talk about first, Venezuela or the girl getting shot?
God, you pick. I mean, at this point, you know.
Right, it's, we'll talk about the woman getting shot first.
The woman getting shot.
Right. Do you know this, what happened?
A woman got shot.
That's all you know.
I know that a woman, depending on what news media you watch, it's either a woman got shot or a mother got shot. You notice the difference? Yeah. Literally. I'm comparing CNN to Fox, and I was like, mother of three.
Yeah.
Fox? Woman.
She's a woman.
She's just a woman. She's not a mother. She doesn't have three kids.
Yeah.
She was a woman.
I mean, that's... Woman is accurate. Mother is accurate.
It's all perspective. Yeah, it's all which one...
And it's funny because when things like this happen, like when people were, when they were like, you know, these people were getting shot in the streets, you know, Michael Brown, whatever. Remember back in the day? And I'm watching different news. It's just a matter of perspective. They're all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the officer that shot the woman, he shouldn't have did that. They're right. He shouldn't have did that. You know what I'm saying? But also, was he within his legal right to shoot her? I think he was.
The officer that shot the same story?
Yeah.
Oh.
So one of them was like, well, you know, self-defense. Yeah. And then the other one's like, he shouldn't have shot her. It's like, yeah. He should have shot her. But it is self-defense. He should have got out the way. But he didn't have to. He's an officer. He's trying to stop her. Right? That's his job, trying to stop people. So he stood in the way, like, no, stop. She didn't stop, so he shot her.
So
he could have got out the way.
I'm going to go back to the narrative, right? The narrative, I gave you the comparison depending on the news media that you watch, right? Yeah. One was a mother, one is a woman. One says that she was protesting.
And she was.
No.
She was. Yeah, she was. She was saying, get out.
Hold on. Listen to the other side, because you obviously listen to CNN.
Yeah.
The other side says... She was impeding an a federal investigation of what do you say when there's an active scene?
Yeah, yeah, like a crime scene or whatever.
Whatever.
Investigation.
Investigation, crime scene, whatever. Let's use investigation. So one says she's impeding a federal investigation. You know, if something's going down, you're gonna walk up into the scene.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're both right. She's a mother and a woman.
And there was an investigation.
She was protesting and she was impeding. She was doing both. Right? If she would have took two steps back, she's not impeding. Two steps forward, you're impeding.
Okay, that's so... It. So
who makes that line? The cop. He's like, that's the line. I'm making this line here.
So my thing is, if she's impeding, the rest don't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
Why not?
Because you don't put yourself in an active scene.
Well, that but if once you put yourself in the scene, that's it. You're going down.
You're in the scene.
Yeah, you gotta go. Now you gotta.
You're not protesting the scene.
I know, but I'm
you're
saying
you're part of the scene.
But everything changes as soon as, literally one instant, as soon as she steps on the gas to go forward.
No.
That changed everything.
No, it changed when they interfered with the federal investigation.
Well, but what I'm saying is she interfered by getting in the way, right? So when the cop came up to her and went to open the door, if she would have opened the door and got out.
No. You're missing what I think everyone is missing. She should have been on the sidewalk protesting. This is wrong.
Yeah.
And what she wasn't doing, but she wasn't doing that. What she was doing was she put herself in an active scene.
Yeah.
That the cops usually put an orange tape. Don't step over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get involved in this shit. I'm going to need your ID at that point. Right there. That to me, right there, does that justify her being killed or dying? Again,
well, she didn't just fall off. She didn't just fall out the car. Something happened. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say she was murdered. I wouldn't go that far.
Was she murdered?
I wouldn't go that far.
Have you seen all the angles to this
I've
thing?
I've seen every angle you can.
No. Now there's balcony angles.
I've seen the balcony one.
You've seen the Amazon camera from the Ring camera?
Ooh, I didn't see the Amazon.
Okay, so shut up. You didn't see shit. They have. Did you see us Starlink's angle?
Oh, he has that? I can't wait to Elon push that out.
Did the officer get hit?
Yes.
Was the wheel turning at the moment she went into drive?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, she was turning.
She was turning.
She turned.
Was her intent to hit the officer then?
I can't even ask her. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
No, based on the way the wheel was turning.
I don't.
When she accelerated.
We're just assuming.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I saw those angles. If you look at the angles, everyone's talking about the freaking. One picture says, oh, how could she be running over the cops if she was going reverse? I was like, fast forward a few frames and you'll see.
Forward, yeah.
She goes forward.
She died going forward.
She died
was going forward.
Forward dying.
Yeah. She That's died horrible. Going forward, yeah. But if you look at it. Let's say she was alive.
If you look at it, though, she turned the wheel.
Yeah.
In other words, if I had to go based on frame by frame, forget about what was said. Forget about her impeding an active freaking crime scene or investigation. Put all that aside. Whether she has three kids, two kids, or none.
She has one kid.
Deja de estar viendo así.
She was gay.
You're just looking for clout. That's what it is. Don't listen to him.
I'm just telling you the facts. She was gay.
She was?
And she played the guitar.
Really? Yeah, he went into the biodome. Anyways, what I'm saying is that if I had to go frame by frame.
She was a poet, too.
If I had to go frame by frame on it, it's going to be she had no intent to run the officer over. The officer lunged.
I don't know. You can't say that.
But I can't tell you where the angle of the wheel was. Yeah. It wasn't facing him.
How do you know?
You see it but clearly.
He was in front of the car. He stepped away from the car. He stepped out the way. So he was walking from the right. From her right, he was walking towards her left, right?
Right. If she
her wheel turned to the right. He was like in the middle of her car when she was turning her wheel. How do you know she was like, I'm going to hit this guy on the way out?
Because it doesn't look that way.
But just because it looked that way doesn't mean her intention.
No. We're not making up stories, all right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know her intention. We can't make up.
Where the wheel was when the car went forward, the wheel. I can't even say. How do you say that?
The wheel
was turned to the right to avoid the officer.
We don't know that.
I'm telling you what I saw.
I know. And
why are you showing the both screens?
And I'm saying that things it could look deceiving.
You're doing the most right now.
All right, let's see.
You're doing the most.
Is this the?
I'm
not gonna play the sound, but this is.
Please don't play any sound.
All right.
Ever.
Right. So wait. Hold on. Let's start from the get. This is in the way. She's in the way right now. Is this a cop?
Yes.
This guy right here is a cop?
That's a cop.
All right, hold on. She's like, come on, get out the way. Now, why is she getting out the way? She said, get out the way because I want to get out of here. Come on, move it so I can drive my car.
I don't care what's being said.
I don't care either.
Actions.
The audience probably have a lot of questions. So we need to go step by step.
Screw the audience.
So she's waving this guy. Come on. This guy's like, no. You're inside of active scene.
Yeah, which was my argument for the gate.
So he's like, no, we're not playing this. You're not waving me through. I'm the freaking, you got to get out the way. All right. So this cop, obviously he's going up to her. Like, what are you doing here? Get out the way. Right? This guy in front is definitely a cop.
Yeah, that car that went off, I don't know if that was a cop.
Okay, I'm just guessing. No, it looked like it. My guess is that it was a cop. They're all there. She's there because she's like, F ICE, get him out of here. Right? So her mentality is like, fuck these guys. I don't care what they're saying.
You don't know what her mentality is. Stop that.
Okay, that's true. So this guy's like, get out. Wait, hold on. Let's stop for a second. Let's go back here. Are her reverse lights on right now? No, it just went on.
She's trying to be out.
Before the cop walks up to her, she's like, I'm out of here. Look, no reverse lights. Boom, reverse lights. She sees what's happening. They're coming straight to her. So I don't know if that means, let me move out the way for you guys, or I'm out of here.
Yeah, like that other car that sped off, I think she's trying to think all that right. Mindset now. Yeah. Like, okay.
Again, we're trying to, we don't know.
We're doing
she
the most
She might be like,
right
oh,
now.
Let me get out the way for these guys.
No. We're doing the most. Let's just paint the picture as what we see.
He's yanking the door. Now she's stepping on the gas. Now that right there, you're going to jail.
No, she's pressing the brakes. Right now it's the brakes.
No, but I'm saying, if the cop's trying to get to you and you start moving your vehicle, you're going to jail.
That's it. I mean,
they're gonna be like, try to flee.
They're gonna
throw something at you.
I want to go back to the fact that she's impeding their.
Oh, is this guy driving away? No, he's still there. She's trying to get it. So he's reaching in the car now. Oh, wait a minute. He's reaching in the car now.
See, it's where that wheel turns.
Now, my question is, where the hell did that cop come from? The one that pulled the trigger, where he came from?
He's in the front. He came out of that vehicle. He came out of the vehicle that you thought was moving. He's in that front gray vehicle.
Unfortunately, we don't really see him. I wonder if he was in that car that drove away and then he stopped. Because look,
no, that car's gone. He came out of that open door.
He's probably behind her somewhere.
Right there, yeah.
All right.
You have the other angle?
Right. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to get to it. Boom, boom, boom. Chipotle, boom. Now her wheel. Okay, her wheel's pointing in that direction.
It's pointing to the right.
Boom. Now she's driving towards him.
But look at where the wheel is.
It's straight to him. Is it away? Look at it. Is it away?
Go to the next frame. It's turning.
Now she's turning, yeah.
She's avoiding him.
We don't, but right when she starts going forward, he's in front of her. Let's see, hold on. Boom. He's in front of her right now.
He's behind that officer.
Okay. She's like, let me get out of here. She's driving straight towards, from his perspective, he's not looking at it. He's like, where are you wheel at? He's not doing any of that.
Oh, no, I'm not.
All he knows is, oh, shit.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that we're trying to determine the intent of a dead person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't know if she was like, nice. Oh, let me get out the way or fuck this
Based
guy.
On where that wheel turns, yeah. It looks like she was trying to get out the way. But it goes back to what you said. The minute he touched the handle and you try to peel out.
You're done. You're going to jail.
I go a step further. The minute you started getting in the way of these officers, whether federally or not.
The fact that the officers let people get away with that, that's them being nice.
That's discretion.
Them, when you walk in and be like, fuck, I thought them not dragging you to the floor and arresting you.
No, you can say fuck.
No, but I'm saying when they get in their face, I don't know if you've seen videos, they get in their face while they're in the middle of, they're like, yo, back up.
Right.
The fact that they don't arrest everybody that's doing that to them is a fucking, they're being nice to you.
Right. But in this case,
a vehicle is a weapon as far as they're concerned, as far as the law is concerned. That's a weapon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a weapon.
It's a weapon.
If you're in a car and you're moving it,
it's considered a domestic weapon.
I don't know what
domestic terrorist.
I don't know about that.
You see, that's why you have to determine what the law says, because remember they were using vehicles to run people over?
Yeah, but then you can say airplanes are fucking domestic weapons.
Yes, they are. They definitely are.
Right now, she just went from reverse, just confirmed, stopped. Now she's going to go forward. Now the question is she trying to leave the scene and that's it? If she gets away, she's getting arrested, 100%. She's going to jail.
Okay.
Right? If she gets away, she's getting arrested 100%. Right?
If she lived,
yeah.
Got arrested.
If the guy didn't shoot her or anything, she just drove away, you know she's going to jail. They're going to find her. They got her plates on camera, whatever.
Right.
She's going to jail. There's no doubt about it. Because you were in the scene. The cop tried to, you know, stop you and protect his, you know, whatever it's called. Freaking crime scene. I don't know what it is. I don't even know what they were doing, honestly.
They were getting the immigrants.
Yeah, but where's the immigrant? He got away because of her.
So, no one's talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so let's see. Keep looking at the scene. All right. Okay. Boom. He drives towards her. He pulls the trigger after she goes forward. Not when she's in reverse, right? So when he's there, he's like in the way. Like, you ain't going nowhere. You're stopping right here.
Yeah.
And he recognizes that the vehicle's a weapon. So he's like, well, if you're going to use your weapon against me, I'm going to hold my weapon just in case you attack me with that thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is, they're right. I forgot what it's called. It's like a 5-step rule. If you're within 5 steps, they're allowed to touch their
gun. Yeah, MySpace.
Yeah, you're in MySpace. Yeah.
In my box, homie.
So he's holding out his weapon, and he pulls it out when she starts going forward. Not when she's in reverse. He's holding on. Boom. You see, if you look at the exact moment he pulls it out, it's when she goes forward. Stop. See?
The gun is out.
Yeah.
The car is moving forward.
That's it. So he didn't pull it out when she was reversing. He was getting ready just in case she did go forward. Right?
Yeah.
Now, legally, could he have gotten out the way and kind of let her go? Probably. He probably could have just let her live. You know what I'm saying? But he doesn't have to. He's an officer of the law. He's trying to stop your vehicle.
Now, that particular person, is that an ICE agent?
I think.
Or is that the local police?
Because
he looks local. The guy, those two guys right there,
these two,
right, those look like federales.
You know what? That's a good question. Because I'm thinking of his uniform. I think it was plain clothes. I'm not sure, though.
The officer that shot?
Yeah, I don't know.
He looks.
Boom. Oh, the other thing, too, is like, you know.
These look plain clothes. The guy shoots, that shot.
He shoots directly at her. He aims.
Oh, he got her.
Toma, got her. And then shoots her 2 more times for the side. Boom, boom. Now, hold on. Let's give it some sound now that we're here.
Oh, no.
What the fuck did you do?
Oh, you can't really hear it though. No. But there's a angle that I don't have here, that she's stepping on the gas after she crashed. She's dead.
Yeah, and the car's.
Yeah, I don't know if she got shot. Look, there goes the guy. Look.
They're all for rallies.
He has plain jeans on. It just says police. Doesn't really say ICE. You know what he's thinking? Like, fuck, I shot her. Oh wait, look at this. Look at his. Look at his logo on his shirt. Hold on. He walks up. That's the guy that shot her, right? What that says right there? Those last three letters. ICE.
He's both police and ICE.
But this is the long video. Obviously, we're not gonna do all that. This guy walks up to the car.
Right, right.
I don't know if this right here, see the way she's kind of leaning in like that? I don't know if that's her or somebody trying to save her.
That looks like somebody else. Why would she be like that?
Maybe she was trying to get out the car.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Was that her body? No. Did they drag her out? I don't know. Oh, that's the car that drove away the first time, right?
No, that's not. The first one was a Ford Explorer.
He's like, I'm just trying to go to work.
That's the Ford Explorer is gone. That car was parked in front.
He's like, yo, I just want to go to work. What's going on here? Get out the way. This guy pulled, what's going on in front of my house? And there's one thing here. Let's see if you see it here. That nobody talking about.
What?
There's a fucking shark on the lawn. Right? Is that a shark?
No, it's a boat. You idiot.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if there's another angle. He walks away.
Yeah, there was. You just passed like twice. The camera again and again.
Let's see what that is. I'm just trying to get him a nice angle from across the street.
Oh, the van is covering it.
That stupid van. Probably a Mexican van.
Wait
a minute. Is that a fucking dinosaur?
Bro, you are seeing things.
Is that not a dinosaur?
It's time for an eye checkup, my guy.
Bro, that's a dinosaur. 100% that's a fucking dinosaur, bro. You trying to tell me that's not a dinosaur? Hold on. Uh-oh. What did this woman right here give the middle fingers like it's going to freak in? Oh, my God, my kryptonite. Fuck you, buddy. There goes a freaking fish or shark or boat, whatever that was. That's not a T-Rex, bro? Look at that. Is that a dinosaur? It is, right? Am I bugging right now?
You're bugging.
Oh, snap.
Hold on. Let me go over here because I don't know what condition. I can't even see what the mouse is. I don't know what condition you have right there.
Nigga, that's a dinosaur. No. Don't tell me this. Hold on. That's a dinosaur. Hold on. That's not a dinosaur? Am I bugging right now? I feel like I need to investigate this further.
It's going to go back. It's going to go back right now. Oh my gosh.
This guy. Come on, man.
It's right there.
I know, but that's so blurry. It's too fast.
It is too fast. He moves over.
He's like, yeah, that guy's pointing. The guy that did it. Oh, it is the guy's car. Oh, I don't know, bro. That's definitely a shark. Look at that thing.
That's a shark,
right? Bro, that's a dinosaur.
Are they competing? Those neighbors are like competing for like the wildest?
That's a dinosaur.
I'm done.
Oh, if it's not a dinosaur, it's a car that looks like a dinosaur? I don't know what it is. That's crazy. Maybe it was a Christmas decoration?
Wow.
All right. So all that happened, right? Let's pause this now. Now let's go to, this is the video from the other angle to confirm to the public here what's going on here. Boom. Boom, he got hit. Let's try again. Doa. Right? He got hit, right?
That's such a bad freaking zoom in.
Can we go slower? Is this thing have slow motion?
No. Yeah, maybe. There you go. 0025 right there.
Let's go mad slow.
Massively slow.
Doa. Nah, she hit him, bro. Look, that's him, right? Dude, he leans forward into it. See that? Dude. She hit him.
Yeah.
So, again, let's give me the camera.
Give me the light.
Could he have gotten out the way and her live? Yeah, probably. But does he have to as an officer of the law trying to stop somebody? Now, I think the wider question is, he's going to get away probably with this.
You think
so? Yeah, I think he's going to get away with this. He's in the middle of trying to do something, and she's interfering, and she hit him with a car. That's a deadly weapon. He's like, I defended myself. I have no duty to retreat.
Gosh, you say that.
Right? I think what's going to happen out of this, people are going to fight. Obviously, he's going to get away with it. They're going to be mad about it. They're going to fight, and they're going to be like, we have to pass a law that if somebody's trying to get away, that's not enough for an officer to shoot them. Like, if you're chasing a suspect, you're not allowed to shoot them. You should be able to tase them. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe have backup get them. They're probably going to try to change some law like that. But she's not running away. She's hitting him. You know what I'm saying? She hit him with a car. Oh, look. The guy, this video is slower and slower. Look. Toma. They showed a few times in this video, so you can see it. Again, hold on. Can we get the camera here, bro? You're
killing me. I got you with the camera. All
right. This is the officer's body, correct? Right here. He got one arm forward, right? Looks like he's trying to, like, stop.
He lunged onto the car.
He's leaning forward. Yeah, he's leaning forward to, like, I guess, for brace for impact. See? I think what he's doing is one of these. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop or I'll shoot you.
No.
I mean, you hit him with a car. Like, I don't know how you cannot.
You know what sucks? Because if what you're saying is the verdict, right, ends up being the scenario, because this is going to go to court. We already know what it is, right? Yeah. The family's going to sue.
Are they going to get something? Probably.
Probably. That's why, you know, they have insurance and all that. That's why we pay taxes. But is this going to be riots when they find him not guilty?
Are there going to be riots? I don't know. I'm surprised. I'll be surprised there's not riots right now. Because, you know, these people, le pica todo. You know what I'm saying? Everything that happens, they're like, oh, my God, we got to get away. They freaking, I mean, now we could transition to the next.
That's why I go right back to my first case. It's like, you have every right to protest. You have no right to impede when officers are in active duty. If they're doing something and you're not part of the doing, right? It's not your house. They're not coming up to you. Yo, you need to play your, you know, your distance and do your protest from a distance. You know what I mean? Like, it's like being in Tromedio, like an instigator, like I need to be in this business. And knowing full well, what did she think, that you were going to stop this from happening?
That they don't, I don't know. I think it's they don't understand the law.
When you block cops, right? You blocking them from driving down the road. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that they're going to just stop and wait for you to, they're going to get tired and turn around and go home?
You think they're going to be like, oh.
You know what? You're right.
You're right.
You know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to clock out.
Yeah. You know what? I
just realized that your protest means more than my boss that told me to come down here and take care of this.
My ability to feed my family is not as important as what you feel right now.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to tell my boss that I couldn't do what you told me to do, whatever it is, and I'm just going to go home, because this person took it upon them to make me realize that, you know what we're doing here isn't just. And never mind that my boss told me to do it.
And you know what? I know people that work for ICE, and I spoke to them about it, and sometimes they're like, I don't want to do this. But, well, I'm going to say, I'm going to let my family starve.
How many times do you want to go to work?
Bro, I never want to go to work. There's never a day I'm like, I can't wait to go to work. Never. I don't think I've ever felt that in my life. You?
No.
Never in my life have I felt like, oh, yeah, let's go to work. Beautiful.
I felt that way because I was off for these last 2 weeks, and I instantly regretted it when I went to work.
No, you know what it is? I think it's less that I want to go to work and more of I want to do something.
Yeah. I'm bored. Oh, God, I was so bored.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that if we're going to do predictions on this case, I think it's going to be that he loses his job. He's not found guilty.
Maybe he might lose his job.
He loses his job.
Because they're going to be like, you could have got out of the way. Yeah. That should have been your first choice to not kill somebody.
There were other options there. Yeah. You could have gotten out the way. You didn't. You were just in what you did. We got you. But we kind of got to make the people a little bit happy. So we're going to go ahead and say, you're fired.
We're already looking real bad right now in the media.
Horrible. So, you know, you're lucky you weren't found guilty. But guess what? you weren't found guilty, but, you know, we're going to have to let you go as sort of like, yeah, make the people happy. And the people are not going to be happy. And that's going to suck for him because, yeah, you know what I mean? He's going to have a big, is there a photo, last before we switch up the topic,
yeah.
Is there a photo of her?
What she looks like?
Yeah, who
like
she
a,
is?
Like a regular person?
No, I mean, I hope she's a regular person because then all of this doesn't matter. The freak you mean is she a regular person?
No, what I'm saying, like, not, when you say a picture, like, do you want a picture of a dead body in the car?
No, you idiot. This is a family show. Jesus hold on, Christ.
I'm trying to figure her name.
Something good is horrible. Now those three kids are all by themselves when she could have stayed on her lane and protest from the sideline. But she want to be a Mr. Interfering. Sorry. You know, it's messed up to say it. I know. But at the same time.
Renee Nicole Good.
Oh, shoot. There she is. Wow. I haven't seen a picture of her.
When you said something good, you thought I meant like, oh, something very nice. It's a beautiful name. Fuck. That's what you thought?
No, you idiot. I was just like, of all names.
Yeah.
Her last name had to be Good.
Yeah, her name is Good. Yeah. She was 37 years old. She's a mother of three who just moved to the city. Oh, man. She was a prize-winning poet, a hobby guitarist, whose city leaders have said was her legal observer. See, and this is my problem. Now, are they right about this? The city leaders have said that she was a legal observer of immigration customers, which is true. She was a legal observer. We're all legal observers. If you ever see a crime being the cops arresting, you can record it.
I saw that yesterday. I'm a legal observer. Yeah.
But what she did, was it legal? So, yes, yeah, she might have went there legally, like, oh, I'm doing the right thing.
Is she a domestic terrorist?
I want to go that far.
We keep reading.
Trump administration, domestic terrorist. Yeah, so Trump is wrong. That's crazy.
You know why they say it's a domestic terrorist?
Oh, look, there she goes. She's protesting across the country, see?
Google using a vehicle to run people over a domestic a terrorist charge.
Is assaulting someone with a vehicle a domestic terrorist charge?
The answer is...
Assaulting someone with a vehicle could be charged as a domestic terrorism-related offense if the act is committed with specific intent or imitation to coerce civilian population. So, yeah, she wasn't trying to do the civilian.
Influence government policy or affect government That's so
maybe Trump is right.
He is right.
And nobody's going to like it.
No one likes Trump. He could cure cancer, and they're going to fight that we reverse cancer.
And
everybody dies.
Speaking of curing cancer, Trump cleared cancer in Venezuela. Right? Because people were actually happy about this.
Oh my gosh. Right?
People were happy that Trump did this, that he can we get that thing? Because yeah, you use it.
I'm glad with the people looking at his face for a second. You know what I mean? Because he got his bottle of water.
What the heck is that?
What's
is
that little circle thing back
there? I'm
about
to say, it kind of looks like a dog.
I thought it was a portrait of a dog.
Like somebody's like, yo, this is my Rottweiler. He's a puppy.
They took his favorite pet photo with him. Yeah. Que lindo. Go ahead. Keep talking.
It's funny because they blacked out his eyesight and his hearing, so he has no idea where he's going.
No.
Little does he know that if he just puts Noticiero Pon 47, they'll tell you exactly where he's going. He's going to Brooklyn.
Of all places, he's here.
It's crazy that everybody goes here to Brooklyn.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everyone goes to Brooklyn.
P. Diddy's there now. This guy's there now. Supposedly Tekashi 6ix9ine just got there.
He's back in?
He's back in. He's serving a 3-month sentence.
Oh, he'll be out in a few sentences.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to use
a few snitches.
He's like, I'll take these 3 months and I'm going to write rhymes the whole 3 months. Sometimes you need that. Lock yourself up. Focus on what you're doing.
Get the experience so you can put it onto bars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean... If they lock me up for 3 months, what could you do? I could read books. I could write stories. So much things that I think, oh, I want to do this, but you're just busy, so you don't do it.
Yeah.
Now I can do it.
I'm going to sell sugar. I'm going to become a drug addict.
So Trump attacked Venezuela. No, he didn't attack Venezuela. He went to free Venezuela.
That's not what happened.
No. What is that? Is that incendiary? That's like burning, trying to get through something. It almost looks like a firework.
It does,
right?
Even the sound
of these freaking Apache helicopters. Mira esa mierda. I love this. The regular folk.
Mamá huevo. Qué locura.
Qué locura.
Mira esa mierda. Explotaron allá toda esa mierda. ¿Por qué no estás explotando?
He has, he, they don't know it's America, it looks like, right? They think.
Marico, se prendió el peo en esa mierda, oyó.
We know what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know too. Yeah. I'm sorry, but what a badass go in.
Without fucking.
Well, one helicopter got damaged a little bit?
A little bit. Maybe he got shot at.
Yeah.
Little pop shot. Somebody was like, ay, Dios.
Ay, Dios.
¿Qué es eso? But I think, first of all, let's just talk about the mission itself. Crazy mission.
Crazy.
The fact that they went to another country, and apparently he, because, you know.
The difference between this and what we're used to drones, a camera angle, yeah. Blew up, gone.
Gone, yeah. And they're like,
no, mission accomplished.
We're getting him.
This was, you know what this was? Way better than Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, in and out. But maybe they learned from Osama. Maybe that was like, okay, this is a learning.
Trial and error.
Yeah, trial and error. We figured
we can't got do this more way. Technology.
Because I was watching something of them, the planning, what they were talking about the planning. Apparently, they flew the F-35s. They're like the stealth fighter jets. They flew really low across certain parts of the city where they knew people were like armed because they wanted to fly low so they could be loud. Like, this is something you don't think of. They flew low so it could be like, so they don't hear the helicopter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they were just bombing.
Right, because if it's higher, the sound is expanded more.
Yeah.
But if it's coming in low, you literally just hear when it, like a fly.
Yeah. So you they hear. Timed this so they're flying past them, but same thing with the helicopter. So they don't hear the helicopter. So they're shooting at the
Yeah, but they also had F-16s, F-22s. Bombing ahead, clearing the anti-air, anti, all what they knew were bases.
And then what I read was the anti-air was provided by Russia and China.
The anti, yeah.
So they're not Russia and China looking like, oh, they did that.
Oh, that's what they could do.
Yeah.
We thought that America was fat and docile.
So it's funny because like, remember they bombed the Iran nuclear facility.
Yeah.
And then they did this. And now they're looking like they don't fuck around over there.
Nope.
We thought we're in a competition. We're not in a competition.
So
what they think, the people they think they're in competition with is the video that showed of the kid making the laser in his house.
Yeah.
They're imagining that's our technology. You know what I'm saying? They think, oh, we're with them. We could build lasers like that. We could do that shit. But they don't know we don't show the public. Shit like this.
Right. It's one thing to have a remote control, an Xbox controller, and do some shit with some technology that doesn't have a person in it. That's one level of warfare that we technically have, you know, unlocked. And they probably do too, right? It's another thing to have a military that's as trained and as well coordinated, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't just have one. I don't even know what kind of. I'm assuming they have an air military. They have a water military. They have a land military. Do they? I don't know.
Yeah.
We definitely do. And we have years of experience of doing that on top of having
we have
advanced technology.
We have such a vast military. Our Air Force is the number one Air Force in the world, right? The second Air Force is our military. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not even another country.
It's ours.
Our military is the second Air Force branch. In the world. Yeah.
Right. And then after that is what?
I have no idea.
I think it's the Navy.
Possibly. But I know that our Air Force is the top Air Force in the world, and the second top is our military.
I thought it was the Navy because that's where our planes fly off of.
Oh, no. I think the military flies off. Then I don't know. That's a good question.
I think, it's enough to say, suffice to say, that we're some badasses. Now, the ramifications of this attack. You know how people always say, you know, especially those Christians, oh, the end is coming. This is gonna be the start of World War III. I think this might be it.
Yeah.
Might actually be the one.
I was talking to my wife. I was like, we should probably buy some solar panels or something.
I was looking at my life straws. I'm like, I think I need more.
Just in case.
Just a few more life straws so I could drink water out of a pot, a little ditch. When it's over. I'm just going to go to your house and have a barbecue and roast together.
Yeah, well, I was literally looking at solar panels. Like, you can put it out, you unfold it to charge a thing.
Yo, bro, I gave one of those to my grandma when the whole one of the last hurricanes popped off. Anyways, the reason why I say that is because it's almost like the enemy, and let's just be really, really frank here. The enemy is everyone except us.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Everyone is the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
We call them friends. We're getting along right now, but at the end of the day, you're not us, right?
It's funny because
it's us and then it's y'all.
Somebody on I think it was TikTok. They were like, "Why can't we just all get along, whatever?" And I commented, I was like, "We could, but the others don't want to get along with us." It's always the others, whatever you are. The Russians think that about us. We're the others,
right? We're the others.
There's always the other. Oh, they don't get along. You know, they can't do it.
Oh my God.
So I'm like,
Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, there's no way. We all have a beef with each other.
Yeah, everybody. For sure.
Yeah,
we definitely do.
Even you go to the gym every day. There's a guy that goes to the gym at the same time as you. He's your competition.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys never talk to each other, but you're like, I'm gonna lift
more than this. Right. Guy. Perception of evil is depending on where side you on. Right. Even in nature. So my thing is with this is it's interesting because from our perspective, what the U.S. is saying is like, this is our side. Stay on your side. Right? Yeah. That's the basic message, right? The basic message is this is America's side, North and South America. This is us.
Yeah, this is our region.
This is our region, our backyard. We can't be over here, son. Yeah. Now, the problem with that is that we're kind of doing that over there, right?
Yeah.
With China? Well, and with what's that place that we're protecting?
Taiwan. Yeah.
So China wouldn't be wrong by saying, you're interfering with our side of this sphere. Sphere.
No, 100%.
So that's what I mean. Like, and so can Russia.
Yeah, that they're looking at Ukraine. Like, yeah, that's our sphere of influence.
This is so. If, wait. Touche. Right. Fair game. Stay on your side of the continent, and we'll stay on our side of the 100%. Continent. This is why I'm like that whole fear of the World War III and the end of everything. I think it might pop off.
Yeah.
We'll see. The difference is, in my opinion, the difference is that we're showing strength, right? By showing that, right? That image of this guy that we just had that you took off that I was going to display, but no, we're not. The difference here is, to me, there's only real two players, right? There's only real two players in the planet right now, and that's Russia and us. Everyone else is like, you know, you don't really have a say, right? Yeah. Does China have nuclear weapons? Yes. Yeah. Can they get to us?
Maybe.
We don't know, right? We don't know. We, the people, yeah, don't know.
We think that the technology that they have, they can't get to us unless they use the hypersonic missiles.
As far as we're told, they don't have that.
No, they have. They at least have one. We know that. Because they tested.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how this plays out. But I know that I've never really thought about World War III until this popped off. Because, like you said, the weapons that we shot down that were protecting this wanted man, he was a wanted man, right? This was a wanted person by by our government.
Joe Biden was set to arrest him.
Joe Biden put a warrant out for him. So based on that alone, we can literally, you know, the fact that the weapons that were protecting him were Russia and China is literally like, okay. So we're justified. You guys are meddling in our backyard and we're protecting ourselves. So it is what it is. What do you think about what do you think the end result of this case? Do you think he gets charged? What happens to him?
Him?
Yeah,
he's going to jail. It's not coming out.
He's going to jail. What happens to Venezuela?
They're gonna run him through. That's the good question. Because obviously, I mean, again, people miss this. Some people think, just like the girl that got shot. People have different perspectives of what's going on. Some people are like, yeah, he freed Venezuela, and that's what he wanted to do. That was his goal. He wanted to free Venezuelans. He wanted to save them. That's not what he's trying to do. That's like a secondary thing that happened.
Right. He's trying to get healthy. Oh, I'm going to end up looking good.
And, yeah, exactly. You know,
losing weight.
I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
Hey, look at me. I lost some weight. Oh, shit. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
So that's a secondary effect. That secondary effect, America could use it to kind of take over Venezuela,
right?
Because they could just reach out to the people, like, "Yo, do you want her to do the same thing he did?"
Right.
So if not, fight back and we'll help you fight back. Then it becomes a quagmire. Like, you know, it becomes a war that never ends. Like a civil war in Venezuela. We don't know. But that's besides the point. The purpose of Trump really doing this is for a more wider defense of the United States, because if the shit hits the fan and we need oil or whatever, China has control over Venezuela's oil, but Russia. So they're like, no. We need this for our own safety. You know what I'm saying? Venezuela could be Venezuela, but they're not going to be run by you guys. And China has a habit of investing infrastructure projects in other countries and be like, yo, you owe us money. Instead of giving us money, give us the oil or give us whatever natural resources you right. have. They did this. They just did this with Jamaica.
Yep.
They do this with, you know, different places. And America's looking like, no. That oil is way too valuable to allow another place to come run it. When you saw how fast we get there. You know what I'm saying? How fast did we get from there to here? They attacked us so quick. So imagine, you know, China makes a deal with Venezuela. Like, hey, instead of paying us back all this money, let's build a military base over here.
Literally.
Yeah.
In our backyard.
So America's like, no, we can't have that.
And I remember hearing people saying that there's a lot of movement going on in Puerto Rico. What's going on in Puerto Rico? Soldiers, military.
Now we know what happened.
Now we know.
Yeah.
We know that if there's something going on in Puerto Rico where you see the military, that region is in hot water. There's something popping off over there.
Yeah.
Next is Greenland, right?
I don't know. That's one of the things that's making me think like, oh, he's trying to start World War III.
Is he though? I think he's saying enough is enough. This NATO thing is gone. This whole NATO thing has to get redefined.
It's not working.
It's not working because it's only us feeding you and you defending yourselves while our enemies are getting closer and closer to us.
Yeah.
So this NATO thing is a dub. Scratch that. It's redefining, either NATO's completely gone and to each his own, or NATO's redefined where it's really putting, like Trump loves to say, America first.
Yeah.
Taking Greenland, taking the Panama Canal, and really saying, this is our land, our side.
Yeah.
I don't care what you guys do on your side.
You guys can kill each other.
You guys can literally obliterate yourselves, yeah. But do not mess around with this side. And the thing is that you're doing all this and you got 3 years left.
That's
next week.
He's kind of rushing. He's like, we need to hurry up and get this shit done.
Hurry up and get it done.
Yeah. Start something that if the other team, the Democrats, take over next time, they can't just pull out.
That's my next question.
We're in there.
There's no way that the Republicans win again.
Depends what the outcome is for this. If the United States can work with Venezuela, with the government right now that's in there, like the woman, the vice president, because you know, somebody from America reached out to him and was like, you saw what we did to this guy, okay? We're not going to kidnap you. We don't have to kidnap you. We don't need you. We'll just kill you. We don't have to send the whole military. You're done. And we'll just have the next guy come in. Or we can work with you. What do you want to do? You want to live or how you want to do this, right? So America could work with them and be like, look, if you're going to do it this way, you have to, first of all, we need the oil to be run by companies. Because if you run it, the government, you're just going to give money to China and Russia.
And pocket it.
Yeah. At least if the corporations run it, we know, you know, we can look inside their files and see what's going on. We know where they're putting their money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We have a little bit more America.
And the corporations can't just, if there's a government that's being run, the corporations can't decide to, you know what, on our shores, go ahead and put, you know, air defense missiles, China.
Yeah, yeah. We could make a deal.
Not if there's a government that's regulating what gets put where, when, why.
Yeah, we could work with the, like, you don't think the United States government and, let's say, ExxonMobil have a deep relationship together?
Oof.
And they're like, oh, you got a platform over there? Hire this guy, this military officer that is going to make believe he works there. On paper, he works there. He's one of the guys that does the oil.
The other thing that just boggles me is that people are like, oh, so these, contractors, these war contracts, military war, you know, contractors that make weapons and thing. Who else is going to benefit? Right?
What do you mean? The military contracts?
Who else makes the money? The government?
Yeah. I mean, it helps us.
No. At the end of the day. You know the analogy that you just used in respects to let the oil be run by companies in Venezuela rather than the government?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with our military contractors. It's the military. Imagine if the military actually made the weapons and made everything. Then they run it. Then it's, there needs to be like this disconnection. And the idea that that's a bad thing is crazy to me, because it's like, no, it's a good thing, because we're paying this other party to create the things that we need to do to protect ourselves. If it's us doing it, then it you're going to be complaining either ways. You know what I mean? At least that money is going into private companies that are creating weapons. Like, I don't understand what the conflict is. Also, why is that a bad thing?
We don't got to pay for it because they're paying for it. You know what I'm saying? So if a company's, I mean, obviously, if America's taking over, we pay for it. But if a company pays for
it, they're over, going through the trials and errors of developing it, that's making it. Yeah. They could fail. It's on their dime.
I mean, they won't because there's a lot of oil there. But they figure it out. Right. And then all we do is benefit. What we do is buy the oil from them at a certain rate. Whatever deal we've been having over the years that United States military has been, you know, just because they sell us oil at $3 when you go to the pump, doesn't mean that's what they sell it to the government.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if there's a war, they probably have a preset contract where, like, if we go to war, you're giving us oil for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which was what?
But they're not going to reach out to Venezuela and tell them that. Because they're going to be like, no, sorry, we have a deal with China.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We owe China.
Exactly. So they're like, no,
we owe China.
Now, is this a prerequisite for war? Saying, hey, look, before we start a fight, we got to make sure we got this oil lockdown. Before we start a fight, we got to make sure we have Greenland to attack from that side. Before we start this World War III, make sure we got the Panama Canal lockdown. Yeah. Is this preparation for World War III that they know that we don't know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They can't just attack Russia. They can't just attack China. Maybe they're looking at China and Taiwan. They're like, you know what? They're probably going to take over Taiwan in 2027, our projections say. So since we know we're going to defend Taiwan, we need to prepare for a bigger war.
Right.
And these are the steps we have to take before that point.
So, you know what I'm saying? What are we looking at here?
I'm just looking at the operations that they had going on. I'm trying to see if step by step what they were doing. And look, if you can look at there, you can see that they put boots on the ground in parts of Puerto Rico. On the east side of Puerto Rico, you know,
they sure did.
And it's funny, like over the weeks that it was going down, you kept hearing reports. Oh my God, there's such a military buildup over there.
Turn off your phone.
There's such a military buildup over there in Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico's like, don't. It's funny because like in Puerto Rico, people were protesting, get America out of here. We don't want imperialist power over here in Puerto Rico. And then once they do this, Puerto Rico's like, oh, wow, how nice America really freed them. They freed Venezuela.
Hell yeah.
Right? Because they didn't know what was going on.
They had no idea.
But they can't. America can't be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to invade Venezuela.
Yeah, by the way, here's our plans. Here's don't our plan. Tell anybody.
So don't fight about this.
Don't tell anyone.
They can't do that.
Yeah.
You know? Idiots. So, but that's what a lot of things that sometimes things happen in the government that we're not allowed to know. And they can't tell us, because they tell us, Venezuela will find out. So if Venezuela found out before we got in there, they would have beefed up their defenses.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we can't, you know, there has to be operations that we don't know about. There has to be secrets in the government. Right?
Yeah.
As much as we don't want it to be, and we say we should know that's not right, they still need it. They still need the secrets.
Think about it. He goes from Venezuela, then hits Colombia. And then Panama, and then Mexico.
Oh, he started World War III right here.
Here. This is where World War III has to start. Because you can't go fight the other side if you're not even, you don't even have your side locked down, right? How would you do it? Think about it. If I'm going to go in, I got to shore up what I got. Canada ain't messing with it anymore. They figured it out. You know what I mean? Their former prime minister, you know, is dating Katy Perry. Like, we got this. They're ours. They're not saying it, but, you know, I'm saying it, you know. So, but we don't got Mexico. We lost Panama for a dollar. We lost Panama for a dollar. Colombia's got to stop with that cocaine stuff.
I'm sure we could make deals with Mexico. Like, is that a war? Like, hey, look, let's
Mexicans love us.
We could work something out. What are we doing? What are we fighting?
The people that don't love us are the cartels.
And it's funny because I was watching something where people that were being ready to be deported, they like interview them. Oh, what do you think about what's happening? Send me back now.
Oh, yeah.
I could go back now. Yeah. Now we could go back. Maybe that was, you know, maybe that weighed in Trump's thoughts. When he's like, are we going to invade Venezuela?
Oh, no.
Because there's, there's a lot.
Trump was only thinking about one thing.
Well, I mean, I'm saying he's been talking about deporting these people forever. and Venezuela's giving him a hard time. Remember, he was sending it to another country.
Right.
Right? And most of the people that are being deported, I don't remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago, was from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Most of them. So maybe he was like, you know what? If we do this, we can send him back now. We don't got to deal with him anymore. We don't have to go to a third party. What was it, Uruguay or some shit we sent him to?
Yeah, right.
Remember
something weird.
It was like a big prison over there.
I don't live here.
Yeah, they were complaining.
You're sending him to a no other country. Yes, exactly.
So now he's like, well, now we can send him back. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Let's make a deal with these Venezuelans. Let's make this happen.
You know, and the other thing is like, okay, so you know how they keep saying, oh, all these things are distractions to hide about the Epstein files? And I'm like, we could stop saying that now, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, they still say,
because you mean to tell me the lady got shot to hide this, and this was hiding that, and that's hiding what?
Yeah, exactly.
To hide
It's always that. You but my thing is like, but oh, shit, it didn't work because you remembered it. Oh, so it didn't work. Maybe they'll kill somebody else to help you forget.
Right, let's start something else.
You know what
else.
I'm saying? When people say, oh, they're trying to make us forget, it's like nobody forgets. Mm-hmm. We all thinking about this. We can think about multiple things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And there would have been...
Imagine the mentality of saying, Con Edison sent me a fucking bill so I can forget about my rent. Son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. They're trying to distract me from my rent.
And the other thing is like, so we're not going to go investigate Bill Clinton? What does that mean?
I want to find out what Bill Clinton did. You know, Bill Clinton, think about it. When he was in the office, what he did. We know what he did with Monica Lewinsky.
I mean.
So for us to be like, oh, no, he didn't do nothing there. Of course he did something there. Come on now. You think he's going to pass up an opportunity like that?
Right.
He wouldn't even pass it up in his own house.
But if it were Trump, they would have been, like, there would have been blood on the streets. Buildings would have been burned. So, like, why?
I highly doubt. I mean, by this point, I highly doubt Trump did anything crazy.
You know who cares about that? All I'm saying is that why isn't it equal? Why is it that Trump gets, you know, destruction, World War III, you know, responses to anything he does, and no one's going after Clinton? No one's going after Clinton.
He's an old man. He's done.
So,
you know what it is? They feel bad for Bill Clinton.
Who?
He has to deal with
the victims?
He has to deal with Hillary Clinton. Think about it. People are like, he got enough. Going to jail is like a
that
vacation.
That is his punishment.
Him going to jail is a vacation. He's like, they're like, he's fine. Just leave him alone.
Get me away from this woman. It doesn't. The math ain't mathing. And I don't know if, you know, I have three social medias, right? I mean, I have three accounts on every social media platform.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because the algorithm is, you know, picking up the same, what I'm feeding it, right? Or what I'm allowing in. But to me, it's like I'm seeing a lot of posts where people are like, you know, you're not really buying into this narrative, right? Like everyone's seeing what it is. And then it's like, no, because you still have people doing crazy stuff, coming up with these crazy ideas. Like,
I mean, the woman got shot because she had a crazy idea. She thought what ICE was doing was wrong.
And that she had the ability
to stop them.
Yeah. That's mind-boggling.
In her head, and a lot of people that listen or whatever, in your head, you think ICE is like the Nazis, rounding up the Jews.
Forget about that. In their head, I can go and prevent this. Me, a bus driver. You, a garbage man.
If I ran through there with a truck, though, I'm knocking around. Just give me the address and I'll go full speed.
My bus ain't doing nothing.
I'll just keep going. Oh, shit.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That you're going to stop this, not just from that incident happening, but in their mind, I have to assume they think that I'm going to stop this from happening everywhere. They're going to, by me stepping in, this is never happening again. Yeah. And it's like, you're fighting on an impact. Impossible.
No, you made up something and you're fighting against something you made up. It's not even real. You made it up and you're fighting against a thing you made up in your head.
Your action, in your mind, by you going out, this lady dropped off her kid from school and saw something going on and said, I am going to make sure this doesn't happen. And it's like, are you insane? these people have guns. They have a mission. They have orders from a system. And you think that you're going to go in after dropping off your child and you're going to change the outcome of this thing? And that what? You think that by doing it, it's going to stop this from happening around the country? What?
Like we said before, the ICE agents are going to be like, oh, what do we put the guns? Put the guns down.
Yeah, let me call Florida. Hey, guys, you know what?
Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, let's not do this, guys. Hey, Citibank? Yeah, every time they send me a paycheck, just send it back to them. I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm going to look for a new job. I'm going to update my resume on Indeed right now.
I should have went to college to become a dance major, just like her. I could have wrote poetry, and I would have been rich.
It doesn't make sense. And why is it that people aren't teaching that? The left is guilty of doing it. The right is guilty of doing it.
100%.
But if you ask me, especially with that BBC, when it came to them editing, like that to me should be a clear indicator that the agitators are the left.
Yeah.
And the ones that are getting paid to do it and getting views to do it is the media. They're instead of saying, right, and it's funny because you heard Tim Walz, go out there and peacefully protest. Why don't you tell them, don't interfere with the federal stuff? Let's sign a petition. Let's get the senators, whoever the...
Yeah, you're in office. You're the guy that could do it.
What the...
Yeah. Say, hey, look, this is my office address. I'm going to be out front with a sheet of paper.
Or you guys are protesting, so when you get together, I'm going to send some people. So there's a bill. Here's the link. Sign up. Click the link. Sign the bill. And let's send this all the way up to Capitol.
I'm going to send a guy with a freaking bulto, with a tall thing, with a QR code. He's just going to walk around. just fucking scan it, sign it, done. You never got to talk to him. He's just going to stand in the protest walking around. They'll be like, oh,
why aren't are those leaders, whether you're the left or the right, taking that avenue of approach? If the system is supposed to be designed that our voice matters through a pen, right? Our whole constitution was because of the stroke of a pen, right? So why aren't we teaching this generation to utilize that method instead of saying, go out there and protest, and then people get emotional. They don't know how to control themselves. She literally thought she was Superman. Her blocking the thing, or you see them blocking and impeding from these people getting to wherever they're going or coming from, is like, you really, like,
she thought
the cojones.
She thought, oh my God, NBC, CNN, they're gonna call me for an interview. They're like, you solve world peace. You fixed this.
You got wind that you're something's happening in your house. And you got wind because you got connections. You know what I mean? That you got like a intel, you know? So your boy calls you like, yo, bro, I just heard over the radio, because I'm a cop, I just heard over the radio that they're going to your house. They mentioned your wife's name. They're going to pick her up.
I call her back. What did you do? What did you do?
Would you run ahead of the cops to stop them from going to your house?
I wouldn't stop them, but I would go find out what the hell's going on here, because my fight is in the courtroom.
Right? That's
my fight.
My fight is in the courtroom.
But I want to find out what the hell's going on. Yeah, right. I want to make sure my kid's okay.
Are you
going to
jump in the way?
No, absolutely not. No. But I am going to ask a lot of questions. What's going on? Where are you going?
If they go in and like go to like strangle your kid.
Oh, then I got to jump
I
in.
Have to jump
yeah,
in.
I have to jump in.
There's levels to this,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to record.
Even when I show up, I'm going to be like, you do what you came here for. I'll grab the kids. I'll keep them over there so they don't interfere. Because they're going to be crying. They want mommy.
Right. They want mommy. Can I take my kids? Can I take my kids?
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
My fight. I'm going to fight about this. But
I'm going to pull my phone out while I, you know, I'm going to go with the kids and record your ass so I can get my.
It's my legal right.
It's my legal right. That's what I'm doing. But for me to jump, like, I show up to the crib first. I'm at the house first. And I'm like, the cops are coming. No, you can't come in here.
Yeah.
Like, sir, you're.
Oh, maybe you could do that. And they pull out a warrant. You're like, okay, now I got to leave.
Oh, no. I don't care about that warrant. That's illegal. This is my house.
This is my country.
Yeah.
I own this.
That's literally what she did.
Yeah.
That's literally what she did.
You can't. Who's going to clean my toilets if you take this guy? That's my gardener you're trying to take. Uh-uh. He's mine. I paid good money for this guy.
All right. Well, listen, you guys obviously have a lot of opinions. And I guess there has been protests, right? None of them have produced violence that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Yet. Yeah. And maybe not. Maybe this is a lesson of how to do it. Yeah. Maybe it took this for people to realize, you know what? Maybe we should let them do what they got to do and fight in court.
I hope so. They're going to lose in court, but still. They can still fight it.
You think they're going to lose?
I think he's within his rights, to do what he did. I think he should have got out the way.
No. Lose. The fight in court is that they don't want ISIS deporting these people.
They'll never win that. That's insane. That's their whole agency's job.
So then I have to run some agents over.
And then you're going to get shot. That's it. That's the game you play.
She's a martyr.
She's a martyr. Just like, what's the name of that drug?
George Floyd. Martyr. A mile away?
A mile away.
A mile away.
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know what you're saying.
She died in George Floyd.
Oh, she did?
Oh, wow. They were like miles away, like very few miles away. That's crazy. Same incidences.
And Tim Walz is probably like, I got this problem with the Somalians over here. I can't. I got to just stay low. You guys got to just chill. I got my own problems here with the fraud.
Yeah, we're like, that's not what he's saying. He's like, this is a perfect distraction to get away from
thank
me.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
He already dropped out the race, though.
So right. He's like, I'm already dipping, but thanks for the distraction because they're going to forget about me. ADHD. Yeah, so that's what's going on in the news.
Yeah, that was the Bougie Chera. This is the Lunchroom. If you guys have anything else to say about this, comment down below. Do you think it was justified? Do you think it wasn't justified?
And what do you think the outcome is going to be? Do you think that this person loses his job? Do you think he loses his job and goes to jail? Do you think that if he goes to jail, he's going to lose his job, obviously. So what should be the punishment in this scenario? And is this going to make it worse when it comes to, you know, agents, you know, going out and because you heard our mayor, you know, our mayor was like, we don't do anything. You got to show a warrant and pa, 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 pa. And it's like, yo, it's the federal government. Yeah. It's like Maple Leaf, they're the Native Indians and they really own all the land.
Also, too, it's like you think the guys are in the office. They're like, what do you want to go today? Huh? What are you guys gonna
hold
go?
On, let's do this.
Let's go. Yeah, of course not.
We're going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, they have, you know, whatever evidence they need to arrest a certain person. They have names.
Right. And if they messed up, they have to produce documents, right? Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, they work for us. So show me the receipts that what you were doing were legit. You can't hide it.
Yeah. And eventually it's gonna come out. Like you said before, the fight is in court. That's why you ask for the documents at.
Right.
So go to court.
And you could stay alive. And businesses cannot get burned down.
And then after it's all over, you can write a book and make money. GD Square, yo, we out.
Peace.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.